You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
This season of the WNBA has gone to new heights.
And that means the playoffs are going to be hotter than ever.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson.
And all WNBA season long, we've brought you analysis and interviews with some of your favorite court queens.
So for the finals, you know we're bringing takes you can only find in this courtroom.
Listen to and follow Queens of the Court, a WNBA podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're going to get to the people in a second. We'll get some ticket texts as well. TJ will join us at 2:30. Get Derek Stevens later in the hour. We've got Prop Bet Casino, and we will try to do a little football. Obviously, Lions on a Monday night. It affords us all day Monday. But the Tigers are the story, and people, the reaction to Tiger tickets on the midday show just got me thinking about it, and it's like, all right, how expensive are tickets to tonight's game, and how many people are going down? And Rico's opinion, people will go down to just be around it or be near it. And it's a coronation. I don't think anyone believes they're losing tonight. It's destiny. And yes, we can get into who's most responsible and who's your Tiger and the whole bit and do it a little later. But let's kick it off. Go to John, see what's going on. Johnny, what's going on, buddy? John?
Yo, what's up, guys?
How you doing, Johnny? What's up?
Doing great, man. We got tickets for the game tonight. We got tickets through work, and they actually gave them to us near the end of June, you know, back when the team was not what we're watching right now. So we really lucked out, and man, can't wait for the party, man. Looking forward to it.
And you're going down. What time are you getting down there?
Unfortunately, we got to work till 5.
Uh-oh.
And then I'm running out the door from Ipsy to Detroit, baby.
Okay. And you listen, buckle up. That traffic's going to be a treat.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Johnny, who do you give most credit for what has taken place?
Well, you know, it's tough not to say that it's all Hinch and Fetter. But to be perfectly honest, man, you watch these guys play. They're having fun. They believe in themselves. They believe in each other. I saw AJ Hinch smile for the first time ever. The other week when we got a win on the road at Kansas City. So there is something really nice over there, man. But I don't know.
Okay.
It's wild.
Yeah, I mean, I know I joke about it, but who's my Tiger? The Minnesota Twins. You don't get in if a team doesn't go essentially 12-26 their last 38 games. Doesn't matter what you're doing. You needed the Twins to have an epic free fall, and they did just that. In fact, they did more than that. They were so bad that they made it plausible for you to not only tie them or be near them, you had a multi-game lead on them. You can close them out and not even need the last couple games of the season. Who's my Tiger? The Twin Cities, both yeah. Minneapolis and St. Paul. That's who.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, we're talking about how fun it is and how much we can build on it, but it wouldn't mean anything in actual playoffs. Because if the Twins had been a couple games under 500, you're still nowhere close.
Mm-hmm.
Who's your Tiger?
Yeah.
The Twins. That's it.
Crossing your fingers, hoping to sweep the White Sox. Ah, I'm with you. I was going to say the Twins as well, but since you took them, I'm going to say Chris Fetter, because what you've done to not just the bullpen, the entire staff, Skubal is the given. Skubal, you know he's going to be good. But you took guys who shouldn't be this good, and you're making them this good because you're putting them in spots. You have them believing in themselves. It's almost like their pitching velocity is increasing because of the belief that they have. So I'm going to go with him because in every game, the Tigers are in it. I can't recall the last time they've just been blown out.
Go to Dylan, 97.1. What's up, Dylan?
How's it going, guys?
Good.
Hey, Dylan.
What's up?
So, unfortunately, I can't go to the Tigers game tonight, but I am going to go downtown. So, I'm going to be going to the Red Wings preseason game instead, just so I can be in the atmosphere and kind of be around everything.
So you're going preseason wings, and then you're going to mill around a little bit, check the score of the game, try to get around the stadium. Is that the move?
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Maybe I'll have to make a couple donations to the church at MGM. You know, you never know what's going to happen.
Gotcha. What are the prices, by the way? Dylan, did you try to buy tickets, or you're just committed to the preseason game?
I checked on secondary market a couple hours ago, and it was like, I think, $120 just to get into the building.
Jesus. $120 to sit nosebleeds at a baseball game? Yeah, that's not for me. I mean, I get why people want to be there, but to me, you could have just as much fun at a bar. But I'm a different bird, I guess. All right. Nah, I mean, Kenny, nosebleeds, $120.
Yeah, I'll go down and hang out at the bars. I'm like you. That's not for me. For a baseball game, that's not for me.
No, it just doesn't feel the same as a Lions playoff game, where it's a football stadium. Baseball, nosebleeds, $120?
Yeah, but it's just saying that you were there because this has been so long.
Why does that matter to people? What are people, children?
What do you mean?
Oh, I was there. By the time this game ends tonight, 5 million people are going to claim they were at Comerica.
Mike, it's people always want to be included in a part of the action. You were there. Like when Verlander would throw no hitters and you could hey, I was at that game right. When he threw this no hitter. He did that.
But those are moments that just happen. Like tonight, you know they're going to go to the playoffs. I'd rather be interested in going to a playoff game. Oh, I was there when they clinched the playoffs.
Because this is guaranteed. There's no guarantee that they're going to go to the playoffs and win. But you do know tonight.
Just said it. Tonight's guaranteed.
Oh, BOGO. Boy. BOGO.
Tonight, you're going down there. Nice night. Yes, you're there.
Roberts.
You're going to be there. So, yeah, I think that's why. Because you know, okay, it's going to be just a great feeling in downtown Detroit. You want to be a part of that.
Go to Douglas 97.1. Douglas, what's going on?
Hey, I'm going to be going down there. I don't have a ticket, but I'd much rather be spending my money about $100, $120 at the bar. Be with everyone. Detroit's back rocking.
Yeah.
Gotta love it. And
there's a level of community when you're watching it at a bar. Place will be packed. Everybody's pulling and rowing the same way. It's like that to me is more fun than sitting nosebleeds at a baseball game.
100%. But the one thing I say is it could be very Tigers-esque that they lose to the White Sox. So
No.
The one thing we got is the worst team in baseball. So it's going to be a party. So I think bar over nosebleeds any day.
Yeah, I think Kenny's making the move there. Go ahead. What?
No, and I agree with that because here's what could happen with people like Douglas and Kenny. If you're at the bar and you see what's about to happen, you can go and stand outside the gates of Comerica Park where, you know, technically you can kind of either kind of see or at least hear the final out of the game, celebrate without paying the $120 or whatever it was to actually go inside the ballpark.
248-539-9797. Go to Elijah 97.1. What's up, Elijah?
This season of the WNBA has gone to new heights.
And that means the playoffs are going to be hotter than ever.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson.
And all WNBA season long, we've brought you analysis and interviews with some of your favorite court queens.
So for the finals, you know we're bringing takes you can only find in this courtroom.
Listen to and follow Queens of the Court, a WNBA podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, how you doing? First time, long time.
Welcome. Hey. What's going on?
So I used to actually be a bat boy in 2011 to 2016. So I remember I got to sit on the field for, you know, World Series games. And I bought, you know, four tickets at $139 like a week ago for $50. They're going for like $400, $450 now. I'm going down there. I'm going to have a blast. Give me a good time. I'm going with one of my old bat boy buddies.
I love it. Again, everyone's got a price, but no one's going to offer you remotely what it'll take to sell, and that's okay. You want to be there. You have a personal connection to it. You worked at the park. I get it.
It's got to be enough to basically pay my fees for the DAC so I can see from there. I think that's kind of the money I need.
That's it. There you go. You need someone to bribe you. You need someone to make you a godfather offer. Respectable. I have no problem with
that. Big time. Big time. Absolutely.
I have no issue with it. Look, just because somebody offers you above face, It does. It's like when they do this airline crap. Hey, want to upend your day, knock it on your flight, and get home to your family for $150 Amazon ticket? You can blow it out your ass. I'm going home. But eventually that number goes up and up. And the next thing you know, somebody's saying, my day, on my deathbed, I'll vaporize it for $1,200. Yeah. $1,500. I've seen it go as high as $2,000. Yeah, that's the highest I've seen.
I've seen as high as $1,000. At that point, I remember it was a woman ran off the plane saying, I'm headed to the Bahamas. It was because at that point, at $1,000, I was grabbing my bag like, okay, I'm going to, and she was just like, I'm going, like, wow, okay. Yeah. So I've seen $1,000 where, yeah.
So like, what would it take to sell? It's all dependent on the person. But I understand if people don't want to sell. Like, who cares about $50 if you got a shot to go to the game? No, it's got to be something that's a difference maker, meaning you pay me enough that I give up my seat to this coronation tonight. It has to fully pay for a seat of my choosing at a potential playoff game. Potential. Because, again, there's no guarantee you're seeing the team again.
It's true.
248-539-9797. David, ticket text. What do we got?
Bought my tickets over last weekend, $30 a piece, right field. I did contemplate now about selling them.
What are tickets in right going for? Kenny, you got the Matrix up there? What do you got for me?
Someone else is saying, Mike and Rico, I'm taking my family on tonight, wife and three kids. Tickets worth $170 on StubHub, including fees.
Oh, you got to love the fees.
Looking at secondary market right now, Mike.
Yeah, give me the Kenny drunk patio. What are those costing?
I don't know about the drunk patio, but the lowest in right is like $130. It's between $130 and like $290. It's crazy. For right field.
People are jazzed.
Bleacher seats.
Kenny, I think your move is the bar.
I could spend half that at the bar and have just as good a time.
Yeah, bar, and then around the eighth inning, head over to the ballpark. And and be there for the final out.
I mean, yeah, there's a couple of bars that are right there anyway. I think that might be the move.
Yeah.
I know a couple of my buddies are going downtown, so maybe I'll meet them down. That sounds like the move, I think. Wait a minute. I got this siren for having buddies. You didn't give the siren to the guy who says he was the bat boy or the ball boy or whatever he was. I have buddies. Siren.
You didn't tell me you were going to the game with Campy. Unbelievable. Gregory, I'm so sorry.
Don't you dare call that man my buddy.
I sure love Jack Golke.
Aren't you hanging out with Mark Ryan this weekend?
Like hell. Not in this lifetime or the next. 248-539-9797. David, go ahead. And then TJ might stumble in here. We'll see.
My Tiger is whoever put Baez on the IR. I need some more Bane from Mike and Rico. Wow, John in East Lansing. And then someone says, high school homecoming season could affect some people getting down there tonight.
No, it won't.
No. Oh, yeah, if you got to take pictures of your kid.
Bad hell with them. See you later. Let me know if you won.
It's not prom.
No, not the game, like the, you know, the dance and the. No, but people treat it like prom now.
I didn't last week.
Okay.
Just take them. Send them. Bye.
Well, you're cut from a different cloth, David.
Hey, the tickets are gone. Thanks for coming. Right.
Jesus. Trust me, I've seen people go all out for a kindergarten graduation.
2-4, that's the last grade Kenny graduated.
You just off the top rope with everybody today. Jesus. And reach your spot. I'm leaving.
This season of the WNBA has gone to new heights.
And that means the playoffs are going to be hotter than ever.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson.
And all WNBA season long, we've brought you analysis and interviews with some of your favorite court queens.
So for the finals, you know we're bringing takes you can only find in this courtroom.
Listen to and follow Queens of the Court, a WNBA podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.